Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
You guys really like that, don't you?
Some artists, right?
That's pretty good. Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. As the graphic told you, and if you're listening online, I'm Darren DuPont. Rod is in Saskatoon for the day. He's at the Kinsmen Sports Celebrity Dinner. He'll be on stage tonight interviewing Brett Lowther, I believe, potentially other members of the Riders. So that will be lots of fun. And we'll be joining him there a little bit later on. I'm Darren DuPont. Yes, Craig Smith, our director of scouting, John Frenzy, alongside here on a football Friday. You guys were talking about before we went there, driving to Saskatoon or me driving home from Blades games all the time. No, it's not that bad. I do it all the time.
Oh, I mean,
you see it.
I've been in the cancer clinic many times, but not at 11 o'clock at night, and with the weather the way it is, every time I've gone up there, in the wintertime, we've lucked out. So, I mean, that's tough. Have you seen any deer or any moose?
No, a lot of foxes actually. I haven't seen any moose all year, all fall, or all winter. Seen some deer.
You've seen a lot of foxes, have you?
Oh yeah.
Traffic on the road?
What?
Much traffic on the road?
You know what? There is. It's not bad. Not a lot, though, late at night. I don't mind it because it's the double lane highway.
Right.
So not that I want to think about the worst, but if something did happen, it's not oncoming traffic.
Yeah.
That's a positive. But no, it's not. The roads have been really great. And when I was coming back, Wednesday I went up for the Blades game? Because I'll go on a Tuesday for a game and come right back.
Right.
So you spend 5 hours on the road to spend 4 hours at the rink and you're home, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad. I always get out of town a little bit and slam the brakes, right? Hit the brakes just to see if there's nobody around.
Because
your mind plays tricks on you because it's covered. There was lots of snow. Oh, it was snowing Wednesday.
Yeah.
But you do it. Okay, it's fine. You go in the left lane. It's fine. So you're good, right? Until you're coming around a corner and you're going past a semi and it's just stay calm, stay calm, right? But they're good.
You can only do that till you're about 52.
Yeah.
And then it gets scary.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. That's what happened to me.
Driving at night?
Yeah, and I came back from Craven, not from Craven, Gainsborough. Went off in the ditch.
Pull that mic up. We're getting a little...
You went to Gainsborough, did a sportsman's dinner with Chris Getzlaff. Came back at 2 in the morning and went off in the ditch there and just about got killed. I was lucky a farmer came behind me and saved me.
Wow.
It's scary as hell. You go to sleep, eh?
Yeah.
All my driving is always in the summertime, so I've lucked out. And I didn't even like driving at night then. I had that eye problem, and then I had a hell of a time driving at night. But now it's cleared up. They fixed it all up, so I'm ready to go.
Good, good. And I got no problem pulling over on the side of the road, John, if I got to
get make
15
sure you do
minutes.
That.
Right?
Make sure you do that. But the winter out there, it got scary. Those roads, like you said, you can't tell what the ice is.
I'm surprised you haven't seen deer.
Not on the road. So, no, it's good. I want to welcome everybody who's watching this morning on Facebook. This is the roll-up for Flooring Superstores and our friends there at Flooring Superstores. Want to say good morning to Rachel Dom, who's watching. Good morning, Nelson, Tyler, Greg, and everybody else who's watching this morning on Facebook for a Football Friday show. We got a big show today with John and Craig, but we're going to hear from Chris O'Leary here in Hour 1. He's a senior writer and managing editor at the CFL.ca. We'll get updated on the CFL's negotiation window and what he's expecting heading into free agency. We got news in the CFL today. We'll hear from Gord Randall from Crown Countdown, Gridiron Nation, on TSN. Used to be Countdown U, but they got the great deal with TSN now, so we'll hear from Gord Randall on that. The Cornish Trophy coming up. That's the top Canadian college football player.
How about that?
So that'll
named
be fun.
Named after who? Bob Cornish.
Is it anybody but Chuba Hubbard? It can't be anybody else, can it?
No.
Chase Claypool had a pretty good bowl season.
Yeah. But Hubbard's been unbelievable.
Hubbard's been unreal.
Leading rusher, wasn't he?
He's been really great. Yeah. Leading rusher.
I mean, that's incredible from
him. It is.
Like Edmonton, Alberta.
In the Heisman conversation.
Yeah.
And we'll hear from our Super Bowl correspondent, Jeff Reinbold, who called the game for Sky Sports and is the Hamilton Tiger Cats special teams coordinator. We'll hear from Jeff. So excited to talk to him about that. Things we want to get into today. I don't exactly have this magnificent seven show topic. topics like Rod usually does. But, you know, things we want to get into. We want to get into free agency. We're going to revisit Rod's free agent list a little bit later on. Yeah, we put out his top 10 free agents. Well, a lot of those guys aren't here anymore. We'll look at that list, who's left on it, and what we might expect leading into Tuesday. We'll get into the Riders situation here, too, because they've got some news. The Toronto Argonauts releasing S.J. Green. Yeah. We'll get into that and what's still ahead. I want to get into the XFL today, too. Mm-hmm. We talked about that, and that's going to lead us into our Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question for the day that will run here on the Facebook feed and also at Twitter. Will you be watching the XFL this weekend when they kick off tomorrow? Two games tomorrow. You got a couple of games on Sunday. Will you be watching? I think I'm going to tune in. Lots of interest for me just because of the game and bring it back. What about you guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll watch it for a while. It won't be the headline, the number one cruise for me, the networks doing it either. Don't kid yourself. I'll watch it for a while. They got a lot of games there, right? Races and stuff and ball throwing things. I mean, they think that's going to attract people. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see if it works or not. I think Vince is really taking a gamble here. He didn't have to take.
Yeah.
But he's doing it. He's got it all lined up. He's certain it's going to go, so be interesting to see.
But he's going to let it go. He's going to give it a good shot.
Yep.
We know that.
Yep. He says 2 years, no matter what. So.
And they've got major TV partners on board.
Yep.
And I know you're talking about number two guys, but Steve Levy is going to call the games on ESPN. He's their big college football voice now.
He is.
He's going to call
the games.
He's
pretty good, actually.
And he's pretty excited about calling the games.
See, the last time, that was my first year of scouting. Adam put me into it, and he said, okay, you're going. You're going down south. And that's that was to scout the XFL training camps. You know, the XFL would have probably been okay if they wouldn't have had a lot of Vince McMahon stuff, you know, where it was, it was just crazy. Football was okay. You know, there were some good people. I know Joe Pauper. I just worked with him, and he went down, and he was the offensive coordinator of the San Francisco team. They had some. It was good. It was fine. And I would imagine it'll be the same.
But guys, we got to be realistic. The players are second and third stringers. Didn't make it in the NFL.
Oh no, yeah.
So a lot of them have been there for a couple of days, maybe a couple of seasons, but not many headline players. Josh Johnson, the former Washington Redskins quarterback. Is their headline guy? I don't even remember him, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I remember him. He was, I thought he would have been pretty good in the CFL. And, they've got a lot of guys that are getting up. And you know, once you get to 28 in the NFL, they're not going to look at you.
No.
Because they want the younger guys.
Landry. I remember Landry, the backup quarterback with the Steelers, and he was great in Oklahoma. His chance to. Pittsburgh didn't do much. Of course, he was behind Big Ben Roethlisberger, so he never had a chance either.
Yeah, he's got skills. He's a decent quarterback. It'll be interesting. That's what I'm looking forward to, is seeing the quarterbacking of the league. B.J. Daniels is a guy that we had on our neg list for.
Yep.
We thought he would come up here and he'd be pretty good. Well, he's one of the quarterbacks. I don't know if he's a starter, but he's one of them.
He's the backup in Seattle. The Seattle Dragons will play the D.C. Defenders in the first game of the XFL season tomorrow afternoon.
Where are they playing?
2:00 Eastern. The game's supposed to be in D.C., I don't know what stadium they're playing in.
Yeah, I don't
know. I haven't gotten that far.
Yeah, I don't know what they're playing in.
Brandon Silvers is the starting quarterback in Seattle. P.J. Daniels, number two on the depth chart.
Okay.
Jim Zorn, the head coach.
Yeah.
He's been around.
He played in the CFL.
And
played with Winnipeg.
Yeah. And Mike Riley's his offensive coordinator, who won a couple of Grey Cups.
He sure did.
In the CFL.
Yeah,
is he in this league? Riley isn't, is he?
Yeah.
Mike Riley, coach in Winnipeg, right?
Yeah, other Mike Riley, coach.
1-88 and 1990. 90. Yeah. So that's big. So Seattle is in D.C. To play the Defenders, and then L.A. in Houston. That's the – I got to read the note here because it's not ingrained in your head yet. The L.A. Wildcats and the Houston Roughnecks. So that's the June Jones-led Houston Roughnecks.
That's right, June Jones.
So lots of intrigue there for Los Angeles. So Winston Moss is their head coach. They've got Josh Johnson. A couple of names you might know, and you would, Smitty. Nick Novak is the kicker. We know that name in the NFL. Trey McBride, former Titan receiver.
Yeah.
He bounced around a little bit. He's on that team. And Duwan Harris, who's a speedy back.
Yeah.
Bounced around the NFL too, played around. So that's exciting. So those are the big games tomorrow.
For
And the games in Canada are on TSN. So that was announced yesterday.
Yeah.
That TSN has come on board as the exclusive partner of the XFL in Canada. So when they're on ESPN and they're on some ABC and the different networks in the United States, they'll be on TSN up here.
Yeah.
Very interesting to see how they do.
So that's exciting. So the games will be on TSN. I believe they're going to carry them all. So that's very cool. We'll get deeper into the XFL. I want to a little bit later on. Eight teams in the league, but they've got a Team 9. Did you hear about Team 9?
No.
No.
So the league's got eight teams, but they've got this Team 9. And that's what they're called, Team 9. Got a head coach. They got a full roster. What it acts as is basically acts as a practice roster.
Yeah.
It's not brand new.
Yeah.
It's happened before, although you know it's hard to recall.
So if a team all the teams, you mean?
Yeah.
So they all can pull from this one roster, this Team 9. So if John Lynch goes down with a calf injury in week two, we can go there and we can pull him up, and now he's part of our team.
Right. And you forgot Mark Trestman.
And, well, that's our team. Craig, that's our team is Tampa Bay. And listen to this, the Tampa Bay Vipers. I mean, Rod called, what did he call them? The whatchamacallits or the something somethings? The something somethings. Thanks, Clark.
So what are they, the Vipers?
The Tampa Bay Vipers, led by head coach Mark Trestman, offensive coordinator Jamie Elizondo, defensive coordinator Jerry Glanville.
How about that old Jerry? He's 80 now, eh?
And their starting quarterback is Aaron Murray.
Yeah.
Who had a cup of coffee. He was a really big high school and college prospect, right?
From Alabama.
Skilled, very skilled.
Yeah.
Alabama.
And an undersized guy.
Yeah.
Probably could have been pretty decent up here.
Yeah, but he played the NFL a couple of years ago, didn't he?
I don't know if he played, but he was definitely there.
Okay, yeah, I didn't play very much.
Tyler Dacu on the Facebook wall, how can you bet against a team called the Battle Hawks? Go St. Louis. Yeah, some of the names, the LA Wildcats, the Tampa Bay Vipers, the Houston Roughnecks, Seattle Dragons, St. Louis Battle Hawks, DC Defenders, and Dallas Renegades.
The names aren't too bad.
Not bad?
No, not bad at all.
I always look at those to see what they like, and you usually laugh at one or two of them, but I think they're pretty good this time.
Tony Steffen likes the Tampa Bay Vipers. Sweet color scheme. Jeff Cabela's Jerry Glanville, isn't he like 114 years old? Yeah, John?
No, I think he's 79, to be honest with you. But.
So there you go.
I mean, he was just in Hamilton last year, right? So, I mean, he's not that. He was in the Canadian Football League for the last 3 years, and he liked it. And they liked him, too.
But you look at it, Tampa Bay, why are we cheering for him? Because there's people we know, right?
Yeah.
And why would you cheer, you know, for the LA Wildcats? Well, all the names we talked about, right, with Josh Johnson and Trey McBride and, you know, and so on and so forth with Seattle and Jim Zorn and Mike Riley and B.J. Daniel. When you know players, you can have a relation to them. Yeah, it's going to...
That's a team I'm going to cheer for, Seattle.
With Seattle? Mike, with you got Riley Seattle? There. Clark, do you have a team yet? Seattle or Tampa? All right. I was thinking Tampa would be it. Although I'm intrigued by the D.C. Defenders and Cardale Jones.
That's the old Ohio State quarterback, eh?
Yeah.
6 foot five. He's got all the tools.
Big bastard.
He's only about 23, too.
What?
He's a youngster.
What's he missing between the ears?
Well, you know, consistency. You know, that's always the big thing. You always got the tools. You see guys and you go, man, this guy's got tools. But then he throws the ball in the dirt or high or lower. You know, that's a big thing. It'll be interesting to see how he does.
He was rated pretty highly coming out of college.
Yeah.
From the Buckeyes.
No, big
but he
time.
Lost his job. He lost his job, in, you know, to, was it Barrett?
Yeah.
And Barrett's too. Barrett. J.H.D. Barrett's in the league too, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he? So, by the way, why I'm wearing Miami stuff, it's in honor of your road trip. So you gotta check this.
Does that mean you're coming?
Well, I don't know yet, but I certainly could pull this out and head down there. But you got to go to the bookstore at the University of Miami. You got to walk around there. You want to see foxes? There's a few foxes walking around there, man. It's the scenery is very, very good.
And I hope
they don't send me emails or anything like that. But, Miami's a fantastic place.
What trip's this?
So you weren't in this week when it was announced. We announced it actually at our football party. We missed you at the Super Bowl party on Sunday, by the way. John, we're taking Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience number 2 to Miami.
Uh-huh. When?
So we were in Houston last year. We don't have the dates yet because we got to wait till the schedule comes out.
Yeah.
But we're going to Miami.
You could hit baseball. You could hit football. I mean, it'll be phenomenal. Like, you could even, you know, go to the University of Miami and see a game there.
And Bob Kraft is a tour guide?
Uniglobe LGI Travel. So Michelle and her group putting that on for us. Excited about that. I'm just pulling up the home opponents because I might have got this wrong before. But we've, you know, when they announced the home and road opponents in the NFL?
Yeah.
But the schedule doesn't come out till May or June.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little while. But we wanted to get in. So the Miami Dolphins at home will play Buffalo, New England, the New York Jets, Cincinnati, Kansas City, which would be fun, the Los Angeles Chargers, maybe with or without Tom Brady, the Los Angeles Rams, and the Seattle Seahawks. I thought they had Denver, but it turns out Denver's on the road. So Kurt and Amy, who joined us in Houston, big Denver Broncos fans, we get to watch the Broncos beat the Texans, which was good for me, too.
Yeah.
We won't see the Broncos, unfortunately. That's a road opponent for Miami, but we'll see one of the others.
That's excellent.
So that would be cool.
Miami's so great. It's such
I've never been.
I've been there a couple of times. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It is, hey?
Yeah. Unbelievable. And you could get Bob Kraft maybe to give you a ride around there. Show you where to go.
What?
he doesn't get it. I see something here, guys. Rider sign, wide receiver, Rashad Green. Is that right?
Rashad Green spent time with the NFL Jacksonville Jaguars. That's from Jason Fichter. So
this guy's
thank
been
you,
around.
Jason, for that news this morning. We've got plenty to get to.
Jason's on top of things.
He's on top of things.
That kid, he does his homework.
He keeps his ear close to the ground for sure. So we can always know that Jason's got the news. Rod is watching. This is the best show on at this time of day. Great job. So good morning, Rod. I've coordinated with Cindy. You'll love this. She says she found out from the show. So we communicate with them through the show. She knows. Picking her up. We'll be there for 5:30, and we'll see you over at TCU Place.
I thought she was going on a party bus. I wanted to go on that party bus with all those ladies.
I think Rod put an end to the party bus after the last time they went on the party bus. I think that's over now.
Yeah, I hear about that. Sorry, I missed the Grey Cup party. It was entertaining Tom Shepard at the time, mind you.
Rod says the Eagle says hi, too. Do we got that picture, Clark? So this is, Rod had this on social media. He's already connected with Eddie the Eagle Balfour. There he is.
Oh, yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah. Manitoban. Good old Manitoban. Yeah. Carmen Manitoba.
Can you imagine what they talked to? A couple of goalies. They would get it, right? They would get each other. They'd understand.
I'd like to be sitting at a table listening to some stories. Yeah.
Right?
That would be unreal.
Some great stories.
And he's going to be at the dinner tonight. It's going to be great. The Kinsman Dinner. Ed Balfour is there with Martin Brodeur, Grant Fear, Bernie Parent, Glenn Hall. And Rod's going to be on stage tonight with... why am I losing his name? Brett Lowther of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Boy, that'll be a great dinner.
It's going to be fun.
You're going.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Who's the guest speaker?
Like I mentioned, I'll pick up Cindy. Well, I just mentioned.
It's all of them.
All of them. Nobody with featured money.
No. So there is.
That's a great group.
It's titled The Masked Men of Hockey, the Kinsman Sports Celebrity Dinner in Saskatoon. Always one of the biggest. Saskatoon does it right when it comes to these dinners. The dog's breakfast we were talking about before the show started.
Fantastic.
That's awesome in the morning.
Yeah.
Rod posted his picture, actually not that long ago, of him and Ronnie Lott, because Rod would go up and MC and speak at these Kinsman dinners, but him and Ronnie Lott got together there. Now he's with Eddie the Eagle, so he's living the good life this weekend. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we've got Chris O'Leary from the CFL.ca. We'll get into CFL free agency and a whole lot more. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstore and the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Lincoln. Trade up on a brand new 2019 F-150 Super Crew 4x4. They're starting at just $34,999 plus tax. That's savings up to 30% off. Plus, get 19% off all remaining new 2019 Ford Escapes. 4x4s are starting as low as $25,999 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's 2019 number one Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
The Prairie Mobile text line is open at 306-840-8777 as we welcome you back into the Rod Peterson Show. I'm Darren DuPont, in for Rod Peterson, who's in Saskatoon getting ready to be on stage tonight at the Kinsmen Sports Celebrity Dinner with all the great goaltenders in the history of the NHL. That's going to be cool. Ed Belfour among that group and Martin Brodeur. On the text line, Irene, watching in Saskatoon, says, awesome show. Thank you. I'm off next Tuesday. So how do I get to the Wendell Clark's watch party? Yes, Wendell Clark is going to be on this program Tuesday, so that's great. And the folks at Wendell Clark's Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, really excited that Wendell's going to come on. So they're having a watch party at Wendell's in Saskatoon. So Irene and everybody in Saskatoon, all you got to do, head on down to Wendell's, and you can sit, enjoy it there, and the show will be on. They'll enjoy the watch party in Saskatoon.
That's great.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That will be fun. And that's where I got to buy Rod lunch tomorrow, because the Pats beat the Blades in a shootout back on Wednesday, and I owe him lunch for that. Little bit better night for your Winnipeg Jets there, Smitty.
Oh, they played
4-2 over St. Louis.
Yeah, it was good. I watched it, and they surprised me.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure on them now, eh?
Oh, big time. They just got to keep on winning.
How do you feel about the Dustin Byfuglien situation?
It's sad. I sure wished he was there, but I don't think he's coming back, and the one good thing is this is going to open up some cap space, and hopefully, like I said to Bomber yesterday, hopefully they'll be able to grab a defenseman, and because that'll help for sure. You know, losing Trouba, losing Buff, and there's one other one that
Meyer.
They lost. Myers to Vancouver. Yeah. Those are good losses.
You can't lose three guys like that.
It's very, very difficult.
They should have done something. Keep one of them, eh?
Pionk has done a good job. Morrissey, I love Morrissey.
You
know, and Pullman, I really love. I saw Pullman play University of North Dakota.
Yep.
And really loved him there, and the kid came up, and he's done a great job. Now he's hurt, so it's tough. You know, you should have a poll question. Who's going to miss the playoffs? Calgary, Winnipeg, you know, it'll be interesting. Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Edmonton, yeah. Calgary, Winnipeg, yeah. Vancouver, now, all in that Pacific Division.
Now, Edmonton's lost a couple in a row now, so it's, they lost last night.
Yeah.
And I think the time before, isn't that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Tough one to St. Louis, or to San Jose, sorry.
San Jose.
That's a game
6-3.
You
got to win those.
You want to win that game. Yeah. Colorado winning last night. The Devils blanking Philly 5-0. The Islanders over the Kings. Vegas spanking Florida 7-2. That's where Rod will be next weekend as he heads down to check out the Golden Knights and visit with them. And the Canucks lost, too, last night.
You know, I'd kind of like to follow Rod around.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
All the different places he goes. You, too. I'd love to, you go.
Not on that level yet.
No, but still, I mean, you're young. That'll happen. But, Rod goes so many neat places, and he knows so many players or people. And I've never seen a guy like so many people. Like, he likes everybody.
Yeah, he does. That's a good point.
It is. I mean,
he sure does.
And he has so many friends, so many people right across all over the place. He could be in Timbuktu, and you probably know somebody, call somebody up. Okay, let's go have it.
Any restaurant in town, you go with them, and you'll have to run into three or four.
I know, and I keep saying this. We're going to get a camera on him. We're just going to follow him around.
Yeah.
And it'll be great programming.
It will be. Yeah,
the daily vlog.
Yeah. And not a
Rod
setup.
Vlog.
Not a setup either. Just go.
Oh, no. You just follow him. And you see it all the time, right?
Yeah.
And it's tough because we go to these events, and I think of the tailgate parties.
Yeah.
And you guys have stopped by and see our tailgate party before the Rider games.
Yeah.
We have the tent set up, and we got merchandise, and we got the Rod Peterson water bottles. I don't have one. Oh, you got yours, John, the water bottle. There you go. Smitty's got his. There you go. So we have those at the Rider tailgate parties before every Rider home game, and we just, have a great time.
Yeah.
But there's some times when I can't be there. And I know if I'm not there, I got to find somebody else, because you can't rely on Rod to run the tent and sell the merchandise.
Yeah.
You can't because he's here.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a piece of him.
Yeah.
And more than that, he wants to make sure he gives a piece of his time to everybody.
Sure.
So you got to have somebody.
He's the most popular sportcaster they've ever had, at least in my generation anyway.
Think about 20 years with the Riders. How many years with the Pats?
Yeah.
And then he was up in PA.
PA. I mean,
oh, yeah.
See, you're going that way. Yeah. You're going to be...
Working on it.
Yeah, for sure.
Working on it. Trying to hit the province. Monty's watching from Saskatoon. He says, hi, Craig. You're looking good, buddy. Loves your jersey. I saw that earlier.
Yeah.
Jason's watching from Phoenix, future home of the Strevler. Like that. So good morning, Jason.
That's right. Yeah,
and Mike was watching, I think, from Maui. But he liked the opening. He liked the graphic at the beginning with me slamming Rod's graphic down there and throwing in my own.
I love the Darren DuPont show graphic.
Yeah, it's on really cardboard with a little marker. Yeah.
Who put that together?
Exactly. That's the great guys downstairs, our production partners.
The art department, eh?
Yeah, at IKS.
They had the hair good, too.
Oh, yeah. Those guys do phenomenal work downstairs. Ahead of Chris Leary at CFL.ca, who's going to join us here in just a little bit, I want to get into some of the CFL stuff because there's a lot going on. The Toronto Argonauts releasing SJ Green. If you listened or you saw the release, what a statement it was from Pinball Clemens. This wasn't just a release when you released the guy. SJ requesting his release, and they didn't want to do it, but they granted him his release. SJ Green hitting the free agent market, and that brings up quite the list of free agent receivers.
Oh. I mean, 1,000-yard receivers.
1,000-yard receivers. Yeah. You think about the Riders and their situation. You know, what are they going to do with Shaq Evans? Are they going to be able to get him signed ahead of free agency, or is he going to hit the open market? Mm-hmm. He's the biggest question mark, Shaq Evans.
Oh, that guy's fantastic, eh? 6'1", 210 pounds.
We've heard Devere Posey's name pop up as a potential landing spot or a destination for Saskatchewan, released by Montreal last week. I'm hearing that, and Rod was mentioning that, that's kind of the fallback if Shaq Evans, if they can't get him signed, maybe it'll be Devere Posey. It appears the Riders are moving on from Naaman Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. That's the latest report, that they're not going to sign him, that there haven't been contract talks. So they're going to move on from Naaman Roosevelt. So that becomes a little bit of a question mark. Manny Arsenault, we don't know what's going to happen there. But you look at these free agents. Darrell Walker. He's just 28 years old still.
Think about a couple of years ago. Everybody just loved him. And all of a sudden, you know, he's right up there.
Shaq Evans. Yep. Deveris Daniels.
Yep.
He's only 27.
Yep.
We had him on this program. Dominique Rimes in Ottawa.
Yeah,
another target.
Is he that good? Dominique Rimes.
He's solid.
He's a solid receiver. Yep.
But he's not a 1,000-yard receiver.
Well, you never... Depends on the targets.
On the targets.
Yeah,
Devere Posey, S.J. Green, who's approaching 35 years old, by the way, S.J. Green.
Yeah. I wonder why he asked for the release. I don't quite understand that.
I see Alan Lye says he's coming to the Riders.
I don't know. Alan Lee says S.J. Green coming to the Riders. It's Lee. Alan Lee.
Okay.
So, Rod, I know it's spelled L-Y, but I found out it's Lee, and I know you'd appreciate that. So,
SJ, I think he's still got game. I mean, he's not the speedy guy, but he sure can find the seam and make catches.
Yeah.
You know, there's another guy out there, Luke Tasker.
Yep.
You know, and he's a damn good.
Luke Tasker, only 29 years old.
Yeah, he's a good one. But healthy hasn't been, hey?
Yeah.
Last year.
Last year he wasn't healthy, so his targets were down.
Yeah.
The other three that were on Three Down Nation had a list of receivers, and there was a couple of more on there. Armani Edwards, who's going to be 32.
He's still a good
receiver.
He's a terrific. They should never let him go out of here.
He's a 1,000-yard receiver.
He's a fantastic receiver.
Naaman Roosevelt, who's 32, and Darvin Adams, who's now 30 years old, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers receiver.
He's a great receiver.
So the list of free agent receivers is big.
Yeah, it is.
For sure.
Really big.
And there's a couple Canadians out there, too, you know, that... You know, Mike Jones, you know, the kid that he dropped the ball in the Grey Cup, but he's pretty darn good. He's Nate Behar.
Juan Breskison.
Levi Noel.
Yeah.
Breskison, who was hurt last year, he's made plays.
So
there's some good Canadians. Simonize, there's some good Canadians.
Yeah, there is. So that'll be interesting as we see moving forward. And then the Willie Jefferson situation, as we continue to watch. Continues to be on. That doesn't sound right, does it? No, that doesn't work. Willie Watch. Nope. That's not going to stick. Got it.
Can you get that out of the
We won't
podcast?
Go. Yeah, we won't go with that.
Yeah.
Willie Watch doesn't work. No. Sorry, Willie. Willie Jefferson, Dave Naylor had the report that 6 of the 9 teams in the CFL have reached out and contacted Willie's camp. Ottawa, Edmonton, and Saskatchewan are the 3 who have not. That's according to Dave
Naylor.
Isn't
that interesting? At TSN. Ottawa, Edmonton, Saskatchewan.
Have
money,
not reached
money,
out to
right? Money.
But Montreal's on that list, and they're up against the cap, but potentially saving room?
Well, Posey gone. You know, I mean, they must have some room if they're you know, looking out there.
And the Packers, he went to Green Bay, didn't he? Tried Green Bay.
Who?
Willie's had a few.
Yeah. Willie Jefferson.
Yeah, he's had a few. So that's interesting. You know, interesting where Willie will sign. The Micah Johnson situation in Saskatchewan. You know, does he come back? Yeah, the highest paid defensive player last year. Well, it's not going to happen, but he's not going to be the highest paid defensive player in the CFL. That will be Willie Jefferson, I would assume.
Yeah.
Should he, you know, sign in the Canadian Football League and not get an NFL contract. But what happens to Micah Johnson? Because he's not going to want to take a pay cut.
He was pretty effective in some games, but I mean, he had 14 quarterback sacks the year before. He only had four with us last year.
I wouldn't give up on him.
No, but as I said to you before, he always had four hands on him. Yeah. Double team every play, just about. So I agree with you. I wouldn't give up on him.
There's two linemen, Jagera Davis and the kid from Hamilton.
Jagera Davis.
No, the other guy. I can't think of his name right now, but there's two guys that are pretty darn good, and Dylan Wynn.
Dylan Wynn.
And those two guys, I think they could come in and do some darn good stuff.
I'm sure Ty Kettle will sign Wynn. He's a terrific defensive tackle.
Well, you never know. He hasn't signed it yet. So,
well, it leads us into Tuesday, and Clark, do we got Rod's list? Can we go to that ahead of Chris O'Leary? Okay, here we go. So Rod released his list of top free agents. This would have been a couple of weeks ago now, but there it is, guys. Let's take a look at this list. Now, they're not all going to be available anymore. Clark, help me out here with who, if I'm missing anybody who's been signed. Nick Arbuckle.
There's five there that aren't signed.
He's locked up. Matt Nichols locked up. Cam Judge locked up.
Bryant's locked up.
Yep.
Stanley Bryant's locked up.
Caleros.
And Caleros is locked up.
Caleros.
So we're going to have to reshuffle this list. Rod, if you're watching, you got some homework to do, maybe for Monday or Tuesday, as we update that list. But who becomes your number one free agent target? I mean, Shaq Evans.
Me talking here?
Well, it's going to be Shaq Evans.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I mean, if somebody knew, another guy I'd like to have, number 10 up there. Frankie Williams from Calgary.
Boy, what a dynamic. I want to ask Jeff about him.
He's because a fat kick returner.
He obviously coached him. He had both punt returns and kick returns. Yeah. He's explosive.
I think he'd be sensational.
He had some good defensive stats. Yeah. Now, evidently, he worked out for somebody in the NFL. So, you know, there's a good chance there. But I'd like to ask Jeff about that one. But Willie Jefferson's on the top. Remember when I came out, I said Shaq was on the top because I thought Willie was going to be going down south. He hasn't gone down south yet. So I think Willie is you know, he can come in. He can just dominate. He can just be such a – he can win games for you.
I just wonder how hard Winnipeg's trying to get him. I would think they're going to go on.
Oh, I would think they'd like to keep, just like what I said about Saskatchewan, keep all the boys together and let's get after it. I'm sure Winnipeg's going to try to do the same thing.
Yeah, I would imagine that they will, and Winnipeg is Willie's top destination.
Yeah, I think Willie really enjoyed it there, and you know, with Richie, of course, Glenn Young has been gone, so that his coach has gone to Toronto, so we'll see what happens with regards to that, but, you know, hey, they won a Grey Cup.
Sean on the Facebook feed, disappointing that Naaman won't be back, according to Dave Naylor. Wayne Grollo says he would love to see Dylan Wynn in Ryderville. So, yeah, I know a lot of us would, too. Casey Jones, Micah fell off because Willie wasn't there this year to take more pressure. Well, Charleston Hughes still was. Interesting. We'll see what happens with Micah Johnson.
Things like that happen. You know, you sign a big contract and it just, you know, and then the next year, you know, you bounce back. So that's what I'm looking forward to seeing from him.
Of course,
him.
He was injured a bit, too, during that last year, too.
For sure. As fans, we only look at the key stats that are the sexy numbers, the sacks, the tackles, knockdowns. But there's a lot more to it that coaches watch.
Well, I had a long talk with Richie Hall the other day about him, and he thinks he's a heck of a football player.
You know, when you're in it, you get an opportunity to watch the film. You watch the coach's film, and you can really, really, you know, have a real good look. You know, when you're watching line play on TV, it's a little more difficult. When you have the coach's film, you got the sideline, and then you got the end zone shot, so you get a real good look, and you can really zero in on what's happening. Hey, you know, you can see stuff. You can see.
All right, defensive line coach. We were talking about that before the game, before the show for the Rough Riders. We signed with today, I guess, a new defensive line coach.
Well, Rod had this morning. We'll go there, sure. That the Riders are expected to hire Ben Olsen as the team's defensive line coach. He was at McNeese State. Mm-hmm. So Ben Olsen expected to be hired as the team's defensive line coach, and that'll help round out the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. Don't know a lot about him, mm-hmm. but...
I don't know him.
No.
Mike Davis, who was here last year, went to Toronto.
He went to Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay with that one right now. How are we doing on Chris O'Leary, Clark? Hey, Chris O'Leary is ready. You want to go to break first? All right. We'll take a quick timeout, and then we'll go to Chris O'Leary, the managing editor and senior writer at CFL.ca. We'll talk some football on the other side, the Rod Peterson Show, here on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome back to Rod Peterson Show on the air. I'm Darren DuPont, in for Rod Peterson, who's in Saskatoon, getting ready to be on stage tonight at the Kinsman Sports Celebrity Dinner. He was hanging out with Ed Belfour this morning. We saw the picture up on Rod's Facebook feed. I think he had it on Twitter, too, so check that out. But that'll be fun. Ed Belfour, Martin Brodeur, and others. That's where we go. John Lynch, Craig Smith alongside this morning, and we go out on the video chat and connect with CFL.ca managing editor and senior writer Chris O'Leary. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Doing good. Glad to finally be through the technical difficulties and be able to join you guys.
Hey, we're glad to have you. I don't want to. We'll get into football in a second. You're a big basketball guy, aren't you? Following this Raptors 12-game yeah. winning streak, I see it on your social media all the time. This is something. This group was supposed to fall off the map without Kawhi, but they're almost a better team, aren't they?
I don't know if they're better. I mean, I always feel if you have Kawhi Leonard on a team that's on track to win something in the high 50s games, you're a pretty good team. But you know, you're right. I think a lot of people had written them off. They didn't think that this team could kind of be successful without Kawhi, and you know, which I think was kind of naive. I mean, if you followed the team in the years prior to Kawhi, you knew they were good. They got to the Eastern Conference Final in 2016. They were perennial 50 win teams those years prior, and we're always kind of just a superstar away. And now this year, I think you know, this is the best non-Kawhi version of the Raptors that we've seen over Raptors team. And to see Pascal Siakam take the steps that he has. I mean, and even just I think the growth of Nick Nurse as a head coach, I think we've really seen him come into his own. He's a coach of the year candidate. It's been so much fun to watch. I was really lucky. Came into last minute tickets for that game against the Pacers the other night, and you know, you watch it, and I think they fell behind by 20 at some point, and
yeah,
just it was, you know, I didn't think they were going to win, but at the same time, you couldn't fully write them off, and then just to watch them have that comeback. I mean, I think in any sport, teams that get wins like that goes a long way for them in their season, and they've had a few like that this year.
How about the general manager? Are they going to lose him?
The president,
I should say.
I don't know. Yeah, Masai. It's funny. Everyone thinks so highly of Masai that I think everyone just assumes he's a GM as well. But I don't know. I don't think it's as doom and gloom as it's appearing right now, just in light of the news with the Knicks. And I guess I don't even think you can call it a close call. I think it was a close call in media reports only. But I don't know. I think organization means a lot to him and his team. And, you know, I don't think if he did leave, I don't think he would just jump ship to a place like the Knicks, which is historically dysfunctional. And it just seems to always go wrong under James Dolan as the owner. It seems like he just can't help himself no matter what he says. I remember when they hired Phil Jackson to be the team president there, you know, he said he was going to step back and let Phil Jackson work. And, you know, he didn't. And, you know, I think Phil Jackson had his own issues there anyway. But I think if there were a situation where Masai Ujiri left the Raptors, it would be for something that he just couldn't turn down. And I think it would be into ownership that he would trust and feel like he could be successful and work independently in the way that he wants to, which I think is really what MLSC has done for him over the last few years. You know, I was reading something this morning about just how much the organization has grown with Masai there and with the cooperation of MLSC there. Right? They didn't have a G League team. They didn't have their own practice facility. You know, and those things have been such a huge part of the Raptors development, their success now. And you see Siakam and Fred VanVleet, Norm Powell, those guys that benefited from the G League, you know, and that didn't exist before. I think Masai would need the freedom and the trust and the confidence in ownership to make a move. New York to me always seems unlikely as long as James Dolan owns that team.
Yeah.
And,
He's got it made in Toronto.
I really think he does. He does. And Toronto, I think, to maybe Americans that don't really see it. I mean, like, you know, I look at Kawhi with the Clippers this year, and there was that story a couple weeks ago about how there's tension with the team and there's inner turmoil. There's such a microscope on those big market teams in the States. And Kawhi came up here last year, and, you know, there was more attention, but it wasn't the same. And I think a lot of players and a lot of people that come up to Toronto in the NBA, I think they really appreciate that for the most part, I think they can kind of come up here, they can work, they can be successful, and they can just kind of do their thing, and they don't have to worry about that microscope and the fishbowl. I mean, you go to New York, like, you know, unless you're 82-0, you're under it all the time. You're just constantly being scrutinized. I don't think you get that to the extent that you do in Toronto. Hockey might be a different story. But,
yeah, we see that in hockey in Toronto.
It's a unique market.
No, for sure. And I was actually listening to a national program, and they were talking about the Raptors last night, and one of the analysts, he mentioned, he's like, over a 7-game series, he's like, I don't know who I would put ahead of the Raptors in terms of trying to match up with that group, up the roster, out-coach them over a 7-game series. And he was talking Lakers, Clippers, et cetera. So that's big praise for the Raptors. We're all noticing now with this 12-game winning streak, and they're going to play the Pacers again tonight, this one in Indiana. But let's get to the CFL. And I loved the tweet when you talked about getting to start your day by talking to Pinball Clemens. The release that they put out, I don't have it in front of me, but the wording they used when they released SJ Green, it's not like most player releases. This had some meaning to it. This really screamed pinball, didn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely did. And you for me, I don't know, just in the few conversations I've gotten to have with pinball over the years, I could hear his voice in that press release. And just so interesting. I think he said something like a king is a king when he was talking about SJ Green. And really just sent him off in such a nice way, and at the same time said, you know, like the door is always open, the gentle reminder that's always an option too. You don't see that. I mean, I think lots of teams have the standard verbiage and these sorts of things. You know, you wish them well in their future endeavors, you thank them for their contributions. But it just seemed genuine and heartfelt. And, you know, I think we're going to get to know Pinball as a GM, which is a role he's never had before. But things like that, I think, are probably what we go back to MLSC, what they were probably thinking or hoping for when they made that hire was just, I think, a big part of that job can be presence, right? If you have presence, if you you can convey a certain feeling, I guess, or a sentiment, right? That you know, other GMs I don't think can do in this league, just because pinball is so unique. And I think that's you know, this is, I think, one of the first times we've seen that kind of unique advantage that maybe pinball brings to that role.
A king will always be a king. S.J. Green chauffeured leadership to the Toronto Argonauts from the day he arrived. A man best known for his hands helped hand-deliver a title. So that was pinball. And he also said he asked for his release to pursue other opportunities. We grant his request with a pint of sorrow and a gallon of gratitude and a gentle reminder that the door is still open. That's, I mean, you don't see that in sports. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, much better than your standard one or two line release. That's yeah, just, you know, cut and paste.
Big so time. Who's going to replace him now? Who have they got to replace him?
That's a good question. I mean, and they have, if you look at their pending free agent list, they've got a lot of good young players, a lot of good Canadians. I don't know if they have someone. I mean, Armonte Edwards had a good year with the Argos last year, but he's also a pending free agent. So I mean, you know, I think they'll be active and we'll go out and look for that kind of top level receiver guy. It seems like Darrell Walker's going to test the market and maybe he wants to leave. So there are going to be a lot of questions there. I think the Argos are going to have to be really busy here. I mean, in speaking with Pinball yesterday morning, he said that, you know, they've been in conversation with guys throughout the week with the free agency window, that negotiating period. And so they feel like they're in free agency already. And now they just got to, you know, start making those signings on Tuesday when the market opens.
Yeah, Chris, Wayne Grollo is watching this morning on the Facebook feed, and he says, I haven't heard about many of those offers for free agents before the deadline. Are the media not reporting them? What, 5 days now into this negotiation window? Mm-hmm. How are GMs handling this? What's the temperature, you would think, across the CFL right now when it comes to this early stages of this negotiation window?
Yeah, it's hard to say. And, you know, I think a lot of this, it being a brand new thing, I think it's kind of a feeling out period for kind of all parties involved, whether it's GMs, players, you know, I think reporters covering it, and fans just trying to kind of gauge what's going on. You know, and I feel like when we're talking about this next year, when the window's in its second year, it could have a totally different feel. It could be a lot more active outwardly that we know about, whereas I feel like everyone's just sort of getting a feel for things. I do know, I spoke with someone in the league office yesterday, and they said that there have been some offers made. It hasn't just been tumbleweeds all week, but they're keeping it pretty private. You know, and I think, which is probably what the teams would want if they're putting out offers that are binding at this point. But there has been some activity. I don't know if it's been a lot, but there have been a few offers registered throughout the week so far.
Hey, Chris, it's Craig Smith. Big signing in Toronto with regards to Matt Nichols. They must be feeling pretty good in Argoland right now with regards to that. And of course, getting the number two guy, Bethel Thompson, who did pretty well last year. But they must be pretty happy in Toronto.
I think so. I think that there's, to me, that's an upgrade at that quarterback position. And that was mm-hmm. something that hurt them last year. You know, and I think what's really going to be interesting to me, I mean, we always talk about training camp battles. And, you know, I think a lot could change in the next 7 days. You know, I might mm-hmm. reel this back in, but to me right now, the number one training camp battle is going to be that quarterback job in Toronto. Cause you saw what McLeod Bethel Thompson said. And like you said, the year he had last year, I think, you know, he was probably deserving of more praise than he did get, just because I feel like the rest of the team, the rest of everything else kind of went so poorly for them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Mac had a very good year and, you know, and I think really improved. He kind of struggled with ball control and turnovers and stuff his first, I think it was 7 or 8 games, and then really tightened it up the last half of the season. So he had a good year, and then, you know, he sounded confident when they signed him last week. You know, he said, I'm the starter. That's the way I see it. And, you know, you look at the reported length of this contract, you know, I think the Argos are going to officially announce it, I think, later today. But the length of the contract for Matt Nichols at 3 years suggests that, you know, maybe he's the number one, and there's no way Matt Nichols is coming into a job at this point in his career after what he did in Winnipeg, thinking that he's not the starter. So, you know, I think usually when you get out of training camp, players have to accept those roles, and one of those guys is going to have to accept, you know, at minimum being called 1B, and you know, at worst being called the backup and just sort of being resigned to your fate for a season. And I think that's going to be a tough thing for both those guys, because I think they're both at points in their career where they want to be starters. It's going to be, I think training camp will be on a daily basis could be really interesting in Toronto this year.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Leading up to Tuesday, we've seen a lot of the potential free agents come off the board, especially when it comes to quarterbacks. But who do you expect will be the busiest? Who has the most work to do once the free agent period opens on Tuesday?
We talked about Toronto. I think they'll be busy. And I think teams will be busy kind of looking at what they have to offer. I mean, if you go through and look at that pending free agent list, the Argos do have an impressive list of players there. And, I said to one of my coworkers this past week as we were putting together preview stuff, I was like, how did they, have this bad stretch that they've had? When you look at it, like, they did have a lot of good Canadian talent there and some
Absolutely.
Good players. I think they'll be busy. I think they're going to have to kind of reshape their roster. I always look at it as the teams that struggled the most last year have to do the most in the offseason, or should be, addressing. They have the most to address in the offseason. So, I would think Ottawa, they got the big thing taken care of with the quarterback. I think they still need to sign a backup, if I'm not mistaken. And then just sort of fill in the rest of their roster. BC, I wonder, they missed the playoffs, but I feel like they're still kind of confident that they have a lot. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to beef up their O-line, although I know in talking with Ed Hervey at the GM's meetings in early January, I think they felt a lot better about the protection they got from Mike Riley later in the season. But, if you look at that whole body of work, I wouldn't be surprised if they were looking to make change. And I think just like every team is going to always look at that offensive line and want to improve it. But, I always start at the bottom up in the standings and then go from there. And, and I think back to how the teams that played in the Grey Cup this past year, Winnipeg and Hamilton operated in free agency, they were, I think, close and just made tweaks or, substantial adds on the defensive side of the ball. Hamilton got Jagaret Davis last year. And then, of course, Winnipeg got Willie Jefferson. And Willie was just such a huge presence in the Grey Cup game. I think, the closer you are, you're more looking for that impact player. You're a few moves away.
You mentioned Willie. Are we any closer this morning to having a decision from Willie Jefferson, or do we not expect this for a while?
I don't know. I feel like I pretty much know what you guys know on that front. But I think back to what Kyle Walters said at his press conference when they had signed Caleros, and he said that Willie wanted to look at the NFL and really exhaust those options before addressing the CFL. And now, in the last couple of days, we see that like six of the nine teams, I think Dave Naylor had said, had reached out to Willie Jefferson. I talked to Pinball yesterday, and he said that Willie Jefferson's on all nine teams list. Everybody would start with Willie Jefferson. They would want him on their team. So, I think it's ultimately going to be up to the player. And if he does want to try and pursue an NFL option, I think he's 29 now. So this would be probably his last really good shot at trying to land something. If he wants to weigh that versus, making probably elite money for a non-quarterback player in the CFL, he could do that for probably the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years if he can stay in shape and stay healthy. So he's got a decision to make. If he wants to go the CFL route, I feel like, as Pinball said, I think nine doors would be open for him. He would just kind of have to pick his spot.
For sure. John's got one more for you.
Hamilton look like the favorite in the East right now?
I think so, yeah. I'm curious to see Montreal, and just because I think they surprised a lot of teams last year, but were very good. I don't think they're going to surprise anyone this year. I think, every team that they face this year will be ready. They know what they're getting with Vernon Adams and Kahari Jones. I want to see if Montreal can kind of grow and take that next step. I think that's kind of the natural progress for a young team that surprises everyone in the first year and has potential. At what point do they start to realize it and realize it consistently? But until they do that, if they do that, I think Hamilton, they've got the quarterback situation locked down. I think they'd want to get Jagaret Davis back or an equivalent on the defensive line. But I think they still have all the key pieces, and they're a young team too. And I think they're a team that should learn from that Grey Cup loss. And, I don't know if they're going to set a franchise record for wins this year, but, I think when I look at the East, they're the team to beat.
One quick one with regards to Sean McEwen. Do you see him back with Toronto? He's obviously a hell of an offensive lineman that could obviously help anywhere, but do you think he's coming back?
I've heard mixed things. On the one hand, we saw Justin Dunk's report early in the week that Toronto had put the offer in right away early in the week. And to me, that seemed like it made sense in some way, just because he is a Calgary kid. He played high school there. He played for the Dinos. Calgary's Calgary. And, they have John Hufnagel. They have that system. They've had that success. They've always had a great offensive line. And they went American at center, I believe, for most of last year with Yukumber Williams. Mm-hmm. So on paper, that makes a lot of sense to me. But at the same time, I've heard that he was Sean McKeown was very happy in Toronto, likes living here, has enjoyed his time here. So I don't know. You know, Calgary, if you look at it on paper, seems like it's a possibility. But he's a big one. Yeah. You're always looking at a Canadian offensive lineman who's young. He's already kind of heavily decorated in his career. He's a good get for whoever can get him. I could see Calgary really gearing in or bearing down to try and get him. And at the same time, I think Toronto will do everything they can to keep him.
Great update, Chris. Got a lot of stuff in. Appreciate this. And hope you have a great weekend. Looking to see more at CFL.ca.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a busy week coming.
Yeah. Get some rest this week because, you'll be busy. You'll be busy next week. All the best.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, there's Chris O'Leary. He's the managing editor and senior writer at CFL.ca. Lots to chew on as we get set for Tuesday. We talked about the big names, the quarterbacks not being available now, them being all locked up, but there's still a lot of intrigue around free agency.
Oh, yeah.
And still a lot of work to be done.
That's for sure.
Oh, for sure.
So that's
really great. Interesting to see where Jefferson turns out to be and what happens to
him. Is the door closed, Craig, on the NFL for Willie Jefferson?
I don't think so, but...
Because it's taken this long?
It's taken so long, you know. You'd figure that he would have been signed by now, but geez, you know, that's...
Well, a prominent person told me he's great with the arms, a big spread. Well, that's a big plus for him. But
he's undersized.
Not undersized in the middle here, and can got to stop those runs up the middle, and he has trouble with those. I guess
I think he's perfect for the Canadian football.
Yeah, I do too, 100%.
Yeah,
I mean, how many games has he won for teams like us and Winnipeg with big plays, just making a big interception or something?
Well, that's Willie Jefferson.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And the one thing they talked about him being old at 29 years old.
He's fine.
He's fine. He's got lots of gas left in the tank. But how old was Cam Wake when he went over to the NFL?
That's a good question.
Right? I'd have to look that up.
I think he was younger.
I think he was younger, too. So
a little different player.
Different player. Yeah, a little bit different. Playing a little bit different.
Got a little thicker.
Mm-hmm.
He's extremely explosive. You know, it's funny. They Surrey facility, they downstairs they have a roof that's high, and somebody put a $50 bill up there, and Cameron went up there and got it. and I mean, Cameron is just explosive. That's the funny thing is, you know, he came out and he tested like just crazy.
Yeah.
And you just wonder, just for the testing, just bring this guy in, you know. And of course, you know, Obilovich, got him to BC, and the rest is history. But this kid was just so explosive, so dynamic, just an amazing kid.
Football Friday continues here in the bunker on the Rod Peterson Show with Craig Smith and John Frenzy. We got Jeff Reinbold. We'll go back. He's our Super Bowl analyst from Sky Sports, and he's a special teams coordinator at the Hamilton Tiger-Cats. Jeff Reinbold will join us in hour two. And Gord Randall, analyst on Crown Gridiron Nation on TSN. We're going to get into some university football, and we'll talk more football, of course, on a Football Friday. The Prairie Mobile text line is open for your thoughts at 306-840-8777. And we're asking today's daily poll question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Will you be watching the XFL this weekend? I know we're going to be tuning in a little bit. We'll get results from the poll question and more on the other side. This is the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Check out this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala. Its Capital GM buyback resale event price is only $21,215 plus tax. That's half price from its original MSRP. Or upgrade to the certified pre-owned 2019 GMC Acadia for just $31,882 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Canada's largest certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.